Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me, along with Captain Patrick, and Barry the Boater is with us as well. And by the way, do you like the new World of Boating website, Patrick?
We have a website.
Yeah, we have a website. It's brand spanking new too. You saw it, didn't you?
I didn't even know we had a website.
Yeah, worldofboating.com. It's new and it has a new Meet the Crew page on it too.
Really?
Yeah, and you're on there.
What picture did you use?
I don't recall.
Uh-oh.
I didn't use it. That's Juan and Two. Our web designers made that happen.
Is it in English?
You know what? I didn't check.
Or is it in those funny Russian letters?
All I know is you're on the crew page. That's what they told me. I haven't looked at it. You can go look yourself. And I was told Barry the Boater's on there, too.
Yep. It's pretty.
So it gets Barry's seal of approval.
Well, I don't think he said. I don't think he gave it a seal of approval. He said it was pretty, and he didn't follow that up with awful, good, hard to look at.
Well, care to expound on your opinion there, Barry the Boater, or no?
No.
Okay.
No, you can fill in the blank. No, it is.
Talking with Barry is like filling out one of those ad libs, you know, books.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, less is more, evidently, with Barry the Boater. Okay, well, fair enough. But yeah, you can check it out if you like at worldofboating.com. There's some cool new layouts. Hopefully, it's just been streamlined to make it easier to listen to the show. And like whenever the show airs live, you can click on a link. There's a live stream. You can find the radio network we're on. You can listen to the actually, that is the place where the podcast originates, too. So if you like are downloading the show through iTunes on your iPhone, which is fine, I will tell you that sometimes there's a little bit of a delay on getting the show on your iPhone through iTunes as opposed to just going through worldofboating.com. And just so we're clear, they go through the same system. So, you know, iTunes pulls it from worldofboating.com. It just takes them a little time to propagate it through.
So once it
iTunes.
Passes the colon
yeah.
and descends into the intestines, mm-hmm. that's where the problem
yeah.
arises.
I think you have it backwards.
Well, it depends on how your digestive system is set up.
Right.
We're talking about Greg's.
So as long as you've eaten a lot of fiber, it's easier to hear it quicker. Is that what you're saying?
I'll go with that.
Okay, I don't
get
know
healthy and listen to the World of Boating.
Right.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And it looks good on a cell phone.
Okay. Excellent.
It seems like it was designed for cell phone use.
Well, it's supposed to be responsive in that regard. So yeah. So check it out, worldofboating.com. That's where it's going to be updated the quickest. But you know, if you use iTunes or any other. You know, Spotify or whatever, and you want to listen to the past shows.
Are you just making up words?
No. We're circulated through all those type of streaming device things. Yeah.
If
iHeartRadio, we got it.
If you didn't have two kids, you would have no idea what any of this stuff is.
Oh, yeah. I'm hip to their jive. Anyway, we are here to talk about boating, so let's get to it. First off, Rusty is still, he's still kind of... holding over from the Miami International Boat Show. Holding over or hung over?
Well, maybe it was his birthday,
still in Miami?
Too.
He is not still in Miami.
He made it home.
He is MIA.
Yeah.
So that's either missing in action or in Miami.
Okay. You could say that. But he is, here in spirit.
Let's just say he was last seen taking a $30,000 deposit on a credit card, and nobody has seen him since.
Right. That is true. But I assume he's back home in Jacksonville, but he's just too dang gone busy for us. Or
you get the guy's selling boats. People aren't even going to look at him. They're just throwing money at him.
Yeah.
Take my money.
Well, what have we heard from the official statistics on how the boat show has done? Do you know?
Yes. The official statistics are there was a boatload of people that attended. And,
no pun intended.
There was a bunch of boats and stuff there. And I say that because no official numbers have really come across as of yet as to attendance. We know, as we talked about last week, you know, as far as people who were displaying and how many boats were expected to be in the water. But they did announce the 2018 Innovation Award winners at the Miami Boat Show. So would you like to know who got the Innovation
Yes.
of the Year awards
of
and
course.
For what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before you give that out, can we kind of guess? Can you give us clues?
Well, because there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 awards that were given.
I say there were 13 awards.
So
I win?
So okay, using Bill's rule of 10, three of those are worth something. The other ones are just get all thrown away. So it'd be really kind of hard for you to guess. I mean, there is a boat category in cabin cruisers if you want to take a shot at who got the Innovation of the Year award.
Hmm. Would it start with an R?
No.
Oh, that would be too easy.
Well,
come on, Barry.
I take that the boat model starts with an R, but not the boat manufacturer.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Manufacturer.
Yeah, no.
Mm. All right.
It's only an hour show, Barry.
Yeah, I give up. Just please share.
Okay.
All right. Cabin cruisers. Boston Whaler with the 350 Realm, which is a new boat for them.
That didn't start with an R. It started with a number.
Boston Whaler with the Realm 350.
Hmm.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. Is it tax season?
Yes.
Yeah, I could tell.
Remember, it's the details. I look at the details.
Yeah. In the center console walk-around fishing boat category, pursuit boats with the DC 365. Consumer safety equipment, two winners, search and rescue yellow throw raft, and a crew watcher man overboard alert made by Weems and Plath. Cuddy Cabin and Bow Rider boats, Tierra Yachts, with the Sport 38 LS.
That's a Cuddy?
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Tierra builds...
Tierra is a beautiful boat.
Yeah, but they build... Their boats largely are Cuddy cabins. They usually have a large aft section for fishing, you know, or utility is kind of the way they're more traditionally set up. So, yeah, nicely appointed cabins. Really beautiful, beautiful boat.
So what's unique about this one? The one?
It's brand new.
Oh, okay.
They don't give me details on this stuff, right?
Okay.
I mean, they just say, here's who won.
Mm-hmm.
Deck equipment. There is an outboard swivel rigging hose connector. Now, if you got somebody who's got an outboard powered boat, Barry,
yes.
You want to check out this outboard swivel rigging hose connector kit by Hardin Marine because I have no idea what it looks like. So you can report back on it.
Okay.
Docking and fendering equipment. And let me point out, those big inflatable things that you put over the side of the boat, those are fenders. They are not bumpers. So for those of you out in radio land, stop it. Stop referring to them as bumpers.
It depends on who's driving the boat. If Greg's driving the boat, they become bumpers.
True enough.
Mm. Well, thank you for that. When am I coming down to ride your boat, drive your boat again?
I don't know, but we'll be out in the ocean where you can't hit nothing.
Says you.
Yeah.
Sounds like a challenge.
In fact, you know, before we go on, there was a video that got posted this morning on World of Boating, and it shows a center console, looked like a dive boat, like a making an entrance into an inlet. Everything that you want to know how to do wrong, and it was great because it looked like it was shot with a drone, the video.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you want to know how to do wrong about entering an inlet, you can see on this video. Because not only does the person in control of the helm, I'll call him the captain, not only does he come dangerously close to the jetty on the starboard side, but he's going full out, coming behind the waves, behind the swells. So he's coming up over the backs, and he stuffs the bow.
Mm-hmm.
It was not pretty. Like, I mean, you could see stuff washing out the back of the boat. And my experience has been in coming in into inlets, what I'll normally do is we're coming into an inlet. I'll come around the outside. I'll just kind of hold my place, observe, watch the way the water's running, coming in, coming out, you know, the way the waves are forming, if it's a heavy swell, anything like that. Mm-hmm. Then you got to pick your moment. Because usually, just like with surfing, you're watching your sets and there's usually a lull. So you pick your moment and then you got to go. But you don't go and hammer it and go flying over the tops of the waves. You're usually just enough to keep track. And as you come up over the back of one, you got a choice to make at that point. Either you're going to get rolled or you got to punch it, come up over the top. And then, you know, you just make your way.
If you don't, you make a viral video.
Yeah, you get stuffed.
Awesome.
Stuffed.
And speaking of viral video, Facebook Live at World of Boating going right now. Hi, Pete. See Pete on there. More coming up on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters. You know, there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water. But what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Mind the boat.
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 Vessels of freedom, harbors of healing. Boats.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That's me, along with Captain Patrick and Barry the Boater. As I said right there before the commercial break, we are on Facebook Live, and you can sit there and look at me while we
do our show. By we mean you.
Yeah,
as usually happens when we talk about
one anything. Of these days, we'll get another camera. But right now,
yeah, okay.
The demand has just been to look at me for
what it'll be. I'll come in for one show, and there'll be a note saying, "Patrick, buy a camera."
Yeah, we could put in a mirror and reflect it back at you.
My reflection does not show up in mirrors.
Ah, good point. I forgot. Yeah, what am I thinking? He has that whole Dracula kind of thing going for him. Anyway, as we navigate the latest boating news and information, we've covered the Innovation Awards.
No, we did not. We're about halfway through the
only
list.
Only half?
Yeah. You want to finish it up, or you want to go to something else?
No, okay. let's get it. So these are the awards that are given out at the Miami International
for the
Boat Show.
Innovation of the Year. So for new product, something that a panel of so-called experts judge.
And they are. There's some pretty big wigs in the boating industry.
I'll go through the list. Karen maybe might be on that panel.
Boat Show Girl! She isn't here today, but she did say she was busy.
And Phil, the janitor.
No, that's not true. Right. No, there's some big wigs.
There is. I kid because I'm jealous.
Respectable, cabinet.
Because I've been trying to get on that panel for years, and they don't even bother replying to my emails anymore.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think you run for it. I think you're asked.
I've been lobbying, Greg.
Yeah, that's your problem. Let him come to you, Patrick.
I should probably stop saying I'm associated with the show. That might help.
But you're a tough customer, too.
I am, at that. I am very tough when
a
it comes.
A customer of what?
Of marine product.
Oh, okay.
Because I would be brutally honest, and that has not gotten me far in 32 years in the industry.
Well, yeah. They don't necessarily want arguments.
It's not an argument.
This
is a great product, but it has really no practical application. I mean, nobody's going to buy it because it costs $9,000.
Well, it's still innovative.
I'm still waiting for the person to make Smart Rope. The company that makes smart dock lines is going to make a fortune.
All right, what? Rope that ties itself?
Yes.
That is pretty genius.
Programmable dock lines that would automatically tie off.
They already have beds that make themselves. Did you know that?
I did not.
They do.
If you live in a hotel, it gets made every day.
Yeah, but actually they have bed sheet things that'll actually make your own bed for you now. I saw it on one of those crowdfunding
things. Who makes their bed anyway?
Me?
Wait, you make your bed?
I don't leave the room before I make my bed.
Really?
Yeah, every morning, yeah. Mm. It's like, haven't you seen that viral video on YouTube? It's like, that's how you start a productive day, is you always make your bed.
That's not how I start my productive day.
Well, there, you're not very productive then, are you, Patrick?
All right.
Which explains why he is not on the panel for the Innovations Awards.
There you go. Docking and fendering equipment. Blue Isle Solar Docks. We talked a little bit about them last show, how they had a completely solar-powered dock on display. Electric motor, battery-powered propulsion hybrid system, Prop E electric boat motors. Environmental award went to Plaz Deck Eco Series from Plastique Incorporated. Inboard engines, a 33H40 common rail inboard diesel engine by Yanmar. Outboard engines, a new 3.4 liter V6 outboard by Mercury Marine. Personal gear. Now, this is where we get into, we're really kind of spreading out these categories because this personal gear has a subcategory, soft goods. And that soft good in this instance would be a super watch jacket. Is it a jacket that tells time? I don't know. I mean, how many jackets do you need, really?
It's an accurate jacket. It's a jacket for your watch.
It's a super watch jacket made by Grundins USA. On the personal watercraft segment, Sea-Doo GTX Limited took the Innovation of the Year. Propulsion equipment and parts, bow proportional by Vitas Maxwell.
What does that do?
I would imagine that's probably a type of bow thruster, if I had to imagine.
I could add that to surprise also.
No.
You don't need a bow thruster on a 17-foot Triumph?
No.
Why?
Just put a trolling motor there, and you'll be much happier.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be as cool. You'd have the little joystick thing.
No. You could have trolling motors that you'd be able to operate from your smartphone. Okay.
That and the gyroscopic device that holds the boat steady.
Yeah, the Sea Keepers. Yeah. But bow thrusters, how do I want to say? They're noisy. You're drilling a hole through the bow of the boat from port to starboard and glassing a fiberglass tube in its place and then mounting a motor with a propeller on it. And then if you suck any type of debris through there, you're either destroying the prop or you're going to break the shear pin. And then in order to fix it, you're hauling your boat if it's a boat of such size that it's not staying on a trailer. Learn how to use your boat without a bow thruster.
Okay, I'm going to put Captain Patrick in the category of not a fan.
I think for some boats it's certainly useful, but I think it you take away the owner operator having to learn an actual skill to operate their boat.
Well, then we get back to the whole electronics control and GPS and autopilot and everything else.
Well, a little bit, although, you know, a bow thrusters, again, on some larger boats that have a lot of freeboard and a lot of length, and maybe they're traditional V-drive or straight shaft, and they don't have, you know, pod steering, it certainly helps. But again, it's kind of a maintenance heavy, and again, you're drilling a hole through the hull from port to starboard. Because that, of course, is going to allow the water to pass one way or another. So I'm not a huge fan of them. I'm more a fan of learning how to use your boat and to be able to navigate. Because same thing with the electronics, as you brought up, Barry. If that stuff ever goes out, you don't know how to operate your boat just with the shifters, or you know how to break out a paper chart and plot a simple course, you're in trouble. You know, and if you don't know how to dock your boat without a bow thruster, you're going to have problems. So that's anyway, right. Sailboats, Walk Around Deck 490 by Jano America. Honorable mention to the 50 foot made by Leopard, and towboats.
Oh, wait, I've seen that Leopard boat. Wow. That's a nice one.
The 50 footer
made by
Leopard.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a beautiful catamaran sailing vessel.
Really? I like catamarans. I don't like sailboats, but I like catamarans.
I want one. I have some friends that are planning to go buy one.
Oh, that's right. We talked with them.
Yeah. So I'll have to check in, find out if they bought it. Since it won the award, they probably will.
Two more categories when we come back. Then we get into cryptocurrency.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me, along with Captain Patrick and Barry the Boater. All right, so how many? Three left?
Two.
Two left of the Innovation Awards from the Miami International Boat Show.
And Bill just texted me during the break. He said, Patrick, you idiot. What have I taught you over the years? You're always supposed to start with the bottom of the list first and tease the top entry for last.
Ah.
And I did it reverse.
So these are the worst of the 13?
Well, these are the bottom of the list.
All right, well, then let's just blow them out. What are they?
All right, in the towboat category, the X-Star by Mastercraft. And in the water sport equipment, the Frigid Rigid Pole Cooler made by Rigid Boats. And all I can imagine is that it's some type of a cooler that maybe you can wake surf on, because it's supposed to be water sport equipment. So I can't see a cooler being a water sport equipment, water sport equipment. To me, sent a wake surfboard, you know, a knee board, tube, you know, something like that, not a cooler. So it's got to be something maybe you can ride on or surf on.
Really?
Which would really be cool.
What, you don't think it's like an air conditioner kind of thing?
No, it has to, what would that have to do with water sports?
Well, that would be more innovative.
What's the name of that again?
It is the Frigid Rigid Pull Cooler made by Rigid Boats.
I wonder if it's one of those boating air conditioners. That's what it sounds like to me. What do you think, Barry?
Barry's looking it up right now.
I'm trying to find
He's
it.
He's trying to
find it. I
can't
remember all the names.
Because I've seen those at the boat show.
Frigid, Widget, Pull.
No, the Frigid, Rigid, Pull Cooler.
Pull Cooler, like P-O-L-E?
Pull Cooler.
Is that what a P-O-L-E?
P-U-L-L.
P-U. Oh, pull.
Cool. Like pull. That's why I said maybe it's something that pull, you're supposed cool. to ride on.
Oh, okay. It's pull, not pole.
Yeah, I thought.
Pull, not pool.
His,
I didn't say pool.
You're pulling it. It's a cooler that has it's handles that you pull, right?
Yeah, it is. It's your accent, Patrick. You got to do something about that.
It's not my accent.
Yeah, you have a heavy New Smyrna Beach
from?
Accent. Right?
Don't you worry about where I'm from. Don't worry about where I'm going.
Mars. All right. Well, we'll figure it out, see if it's worth talking about more.
That list is on worldofboating.com if you want to check out the Innovation of the Year Award winners.
More coming up.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Guys, we have a situation. I broke the bathroom.
How the heck did you manage to do that?
We ran out of teepee, so I had to use my shirt.
Ew.
Well, long story short, turns out that pipes on the boat are not PVT compatible.
It can handle tidal waves that the stories talk about. And it can weather any storm. Come aboard, we're going out.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That's me along. Captain Patrick and Barry the Boater. Who would have thunk PVTs are not bathroom pipe compatible? But Barry the Boater is more focused on coolers. So
this isn't just a cooler. You could use this as a safety gear.
Safety gear. What?
Yeah. Float?
Wait, well,
this could be used as an emergency boat. This thing's made of fiberglass. It'll last longer than some boats.
Yeah, you know how many people have, you know, their boats have gotten capsized and stuff, and they find them and they're floating. You know, they're holding on to their igloo cooler or, you know, their
I've seen that movie, or
something like that.
Mm-hmm. They're rescued in an igloo cooler.
Happens all the time. Yeah. Well, the igloo coolers they'd be hanging on to, and I think in that nook, they'd probably be able to fit inside.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they still a sponsor?
Well, this one, you could put a little 2-horsepower motor on the back of it and put it around.
Okay. Is that really what it's designed to do, though?
No, but I mean, these are some really massive, nice coolers.
All right, massive fiberglass.
Yeah, they make when we talk about rigid inflatable boats, and they're known as the boats they make. That's their company is Rigid.
Yeah,
they're not like the ones we use. They're not rigid inflatables. They're just a hard shell rigid boat.
Got it. So the cooler's made out of the rigid part of the boat.
Yeah, fiberglass.
Yeah. Okay. Understood. I get it now.
Environmentally friendly, non-itchy fiberglass.
And that's what makes it innovative. Okay. So we've covered that base.
Yeah. And lost them as a potential sponsor.
No. We're fans. I still want one of those.
Barry, how up are you on cryptocurrency?
He is an accountant in his
I know. That's why. That's why I'm asking.
My son is he's been trading cryptocurrency.
Bitcoin.
I am not
that
good. I don't have that many years to play with it. He has plenty of years that he can go up and down.
All right. Well, I think it's high time that the World of Boating establishes our own cryptocurrency. I opt to call them WOB, World of Boating.
Yeah.
WOB Bucks.
Will World of Boating bills, y'all?
No, World of Boating Bucks.
Oh, Will. Okay.
Yeah, we just need Barry to set us up because. Denison Yachts, Florida-based Denison Yachts, they are now taking Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies for payments for the yachts that they have for sale.
Okay. So we just got to come up with our own cryptocurrency, go in there and say, hey, we got it.
Yeah.
Here's your 100 wobs, and we'll take that in green, please.
No, we take the 78-foot or the 110-foot yacht.
Yeah.
And we're on Easy Street, Barry.
What do we got to do? You're the accountant.
Speak to my son about setting that up. He's the IT man.
Barry, the first thing you should have sent is find somebody else. Because I am not going to prison like Paul Manafort.
Okay. So cryptocurrency is basically currency you just make up.
Yeah.
You print your own.
Listen, I consider myself to be a fairly intelligent person. I have no idea how you can just make something up and automatically it gets value. But then again, we do that with this radio show. So
good point.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, I think the value comes from the fact that supposedly you can't duplicate it. There's only a set amount out there. That's what makes it valuable. And then they trade it.
Yeah, but then isn't there like people set up slave computers to mine Bitcoin?
Yeah. But mining, I think, just has to do with buying and selling it.
That's weird. That just weird.
Well, it's like Pokemon when they're trading Pokemon cards.
I mean, if you take a dollar out of your wallet, the value is only what someone's willing to trade it for.
Well, that's true. But again, for nothing backs up Bitcoin. I mean, technically, I guess, you know, American currency is really just promissory notes that's backed by the government.
Right.
I mean, it's not actually money, so to speak. We're just trading promissory notes.
So our World of Boating bucks, they're just as valuable.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We got to get in on this.
All right. I want to be on the $20 bill. We have different denominations.
No,
we might this as well
is all
have
electronic.
There's no actual money printed.
No, there. Well, yeah, but ours are going to be memes. So there will be some digital representation of the WOB currency.
And this is how it goes bad, Barry. Right,
so
here.
I'll be sitting there with my thumbs up.
We can get some Monopoly money and just stamp his face on him.
There, and we'll just send it to Greg. Greg, here's your share of WOB bucks.
Okay, and then I will exchange that for whatever I want.
For some Play-Doh or some marbles.
His vanilla lattes over at Starbucks.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
You see?
He can explain it to the cops when they show up. Well, so anyway, Denison Yacht Sales, who is a very large yacht broker in the world, they are now accepting cryptocurrency for payment for their yachts.
So if you can come up with it or make it up, it's worth talking to them about, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I mean, people are already doing it for like these luxury beachfront homes. There's this guy, Dr. Wei Zhu Chen, bought a 9,000 square foot beachfront Malibu home that was for $45 million. And actually, he was selling it, and he was willing to accept Bitcoin as payment.
Bitcoin does have value.
Yeah, but it fluctuates so much.
Right.
I mean, this is the kind of thing you want to hold on to for years.
Yeah. But, I mean, if someone paid you with Bitcoin, you just check the stock market, like, okay, I'll take it. And then you sell it, like, instantly. You know? You got to know what's what it's selling for.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is now they're beginning to sell it on regular markets.
Which, again, is crazy. I mean, totally legitimize something that somebody made up. It's a crazy. That's why I say we can do this.
We've done it.
We can do it.
Yeah.
We just need Barry to be the the head
the shell.
Of,
I mean,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, Fall Guy, Stooge,
right?
A puppet.
Will you visit me once in a while?
No,
thanks.
Not at all.
Say, Greg's here to visit you. No.
All right.
Since we're talking about Greg, there was a mysterious white sea blob found floating in the Pacific.
What? I'm glad I amuse you.
That was Barry laughing.
In Florida as long as you have, and you have not gotten any color, Mr. Greg.
It's great. No, he's like translucent.
No, I'm a living white balance page for cameramen everywhere.
No, he's like that body model you would get as a kid that would show the inner workings of the body. Mm-hmm. He's like that.
Yeah.
However, there was a mysterious white sea blob that was floating in the Pacific, and scientific minds were baffled.
It was whale poo.
I'm going to show you. Close.
Mm.
I know what it looks like, right?
Well, it looks like a white
easy
blob. White blob of
something.
Well, it looks like sheets, actually.
Right.
Like fabric.
Almost.
Yeah.
Like a parachute.
Ah, yeah, it does. Kinda,
but that's
yeah.
not what it was.
Oh. It was an underwater cloud.
It turned out to be whale placenta.
Oh, yummy.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So if you're out there in the water and you see white blobs floating around, it's either Greg or whale placenta. Both are easily confused with each other.
Okay. That's nice to know and to avoid.
Yes.
Let's go diving in the whale placenta.
Yeah, no.
Something that we didn't see, get unveiled down at Miami.
Yeah.
But it did make the news. There is a boat, Greg, you can afford.
With WOB money? Yeah.
No, with real cash.
I have to have real cash?
There is an electric go-kart boat you can build for about $3,000. What do you say, Greg? Look at that.
Hmm.
Look at that.
Oh, I saw those, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Are those kit boats, right?
Yeah.
Those little kit boats?
Uh-huh.
They're basically model boats that people putz around. You know, they usually would be, you know, motoring around with a controller at a park, you know. But now there's a guy in one of them.
I think it's more a kid.
I saw like full grown adults.
Yeah, industrial designer Josh Tolberg has laser cut, 3D printed, and epoxied his way to creating the aquatic equivalent of a go-kart. And the author of this article thinks that we all need one because there's what it looks like out of the water, Greg.
Yeah.
And there's no way in hell that I'm getting inside one of those.
Why? You would be the captain. I mean, the thing is, it's just slightly bigger than one of those RC boats that you see some, you know, dad and his kid, you know, doing at the side of the lake, and looks real cool. But you look out there and like, hey, Uncle Charlie, how you doing out there? Oh, I'm doing great. Steering me back to shore, kiddo.
Listen,
it's a little putt-putt boat.
Yeah.
You would be in danger of getting swamped.
Oh, well, it's the Shriner version of boats.
You would be in danger of getting swamped by the wake of a passing duck.
Maybe, but that just makes it all that much more adventurous. Oh, look out, high seas coming our way. Oh, no, it's a goose. It's a goose. I don't know. It's insane.
It's a perfect boat for Greg.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department, led by his ex-girlfriend, and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw, put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Hey, boaters. You know, there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water. But what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Up till now, had to shut down.
What? Why?
The guy playing the best friend, the stand-up Adam Balin?
I think it's Balin. What about him?
He's dead.
What?
He fell off the back of a boat last night. They just found his body.
Oh, my God. What was he doing on a boat? Boating? Why?
Little boat, big lake, little breeze, ice cream.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, Barry the boater, rounding out the crew as we navigate the latest boating news and information. And then just cover a bunch of stories that it'd be fun, you know, for you to just know. You know, avoiding, you know, big blobs in the Pacific or little
in the studio.
Boats. Okay, whatever.
I want to upgrade that plywood boat we were just talking about.
You want to upgrade it? What do you mean?
To cardboard.
Yeah. No. What do you want? No electric motor. We're going to put a little 4 or 6 horsepower outboard on it.
Well, what is it?
You'll sink it.
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah.
Nah, they don't weigh that much.
Nah.
Yeah, but then you got to have a fuel source.
I mean, as small as they are, you literally could run over to a hobby store and get one of these things. Like, hey, Charlie, go sit on this while I run the controls.
All right, here's okay. And I don't want to totally...
Because it's pretty dinky.
Yes, it's a dinky boat. And that's what the brand name should have been. Dinky boat.
Dinky.
Dinky.
Okay.
Here's the thing. If you're going to spend about $3,000, mm-hmm. believe it or not, there are real boats you can find for around $3,000 that you'll be able to carry more than one person, and you won't be in danger of getting swamped if somebody steps in the water near where you are, you know?
Right. But, you know, if you ever want to have a boating parade, this could be your version of the Shriners when they come by and everybody cheers from, you know, everybody could wear the hat and the whole thing.
When I was a kid, I wanted to build a boat, and they used to have plans out there for these 8-foot hydroplanes
uh-huh.
that you would put a little 6-horsepower engine yep. on, and those things flew.
They race them today. Yep. They still race them.
Hmm. Well, and it's not too late, Barry.
Yeah, those are ones you're either sitting down or you're almost laying down on them. And they'll race them. I know up in Tavares, they have the Wooden Boat Festival every year, and they'll race those. Those are real. Some of them, I mean, they are true works of art.
I mean, this little boat thing. I mean,
all right. First of all, I see where they have navigation lights on it. Where's your fire extinguisher? Where's your throw cushion? Where's your paddle? You know, I assume you're going to be wearing your PFD. Where are your flares? I mean,
what?
I don't even know how this thing even meets code to be even out on the water.
Well, that's not the point. You get to make your own boat.
No, it is the point.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to die out on the water in a boat that you made.
Well, if you're going to go, you might as well go out in the one you made, right?
Yeah, well, then they can use it as a coffin. Is that where you're going?
Maybe.
Plus, you need the stability gyroscope on there.
No, that's where your body comes into play. So you just just wiggle your hiney around, and that's your gyroscope.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting technique to witness. All right, so there's what not to do, I guess, is what Patrick's saying.
Something else not to do. Listen, we've had kind of a mild winter across the country. I know some people up in the Northeast may disagree, but it's been pretty mild. Hmm. And barring any late season storms, you know, boating season, people are already getting itchy up north, and boats are going to start going in the water soon. So take the time to take a refresher course, even if you're a seasoned boater. Boating laws change in the area that you're in. Take the time. Take a refresher course. If you haven't taken a safety course yet, do us all a favor. Sign up for one, whether it's the Coast Guard, whether it's the Power Squadron. Take a course. Even if it's online, something is better than nothing. On the World of Boating, the Facebook page, and it goes across on Twitter as well, there's a really it's a heartbreaking story. Didn't end tragically. But a young boy, 8 years old, was seriously hurt. And this happened, a mistake that people make all the time. Family was out in their pontoon boat, and they stopped the boat, and they were docked for a while having a picnic. And the 8-year-old son is up on the bow of the boat, you know, feet dangling over. Nothing wrong with that. The boat's at anchor. And one of the kids in the boat decides he wants to go wakeboarding. So, you know, he jumps in the water with his wakeboard, and the dad goes and starts up the boat and puts it in gear, and they forget that the 8-year-old is sitting on the bow.
Hmm.
And as soon as the boat starts to move, he falls in the water. And we all know what happens next.
Okay.
Okay. And he got hit by the prop, Greg. I'm talking from here to here.
Ouch.
Yeah. I mean,
all right, but what, you know, well, going to a boating course would help out.
The rule is, I mean, when you're out on a boat, nobody's supposed to be riding up on the bow. In other words, feet and arms extended, hanging off. People shouldn't be riding on the gunwale or on the side of the boat. Again, feet and arms hanging off. Even if they're holding on to like the bimini top or, you know, the wakeboard tower or something like that, the person who's in control of the boat, you are responsible not only for everybody on that boat, but for other boaters that are out on the water or people who may be in the water swimming or otherwise enjoying the aquatic lifestyle, if you will. you are responsible. It's a heavy burden, really, when it comes to operating a craft. So you need to be aware of the rules, the regulations, what to do, what not to do. And you're going to have kids on the boat, and they're going to beg, and they're going to plead, because it's fun to ride up there and, you know, be out in the wind and do the Leonardo DiCaprio thing. Don't do that.
It's the law, I believe.
It is the law.
When you're a boater.
But people aren't aware, and they don't become aware until tragedy strikes.
Yes.
So take a course.
Do your due diligence. Take a course. You know, brush up on your skills. Make a checklist. Whatever you need to do to keep yourself sharp. But on that note, we will end it. Till next time, remember, whether it is sail or motor,
come on, Barry, life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Rock the boat. Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.